Thanks, Rob. It's the download here on 720 WGN, and it's time for Studio 435, our Monday night showcase featuring live music and the best Chicago has to offer right here in the All-State Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. Tonight, it's a family affair with the Chicago rock band, The Safes. Patrick, Frankie, and Michael O'Malley are in studio with us tonight. They got a new album out called Record Heat, which can be found on iTunes and other streaming sites. The Safes are going to be on stage at Township on Saturday, January 14th, for an all-ages show with The Difference, The Hustle, and The XOKs. And they are ready to play live right now. Here is a track, I Would Love To. Safes live in studio 435. Coming up to the microphones here, guys. Come running around. The O'Malley Brothers, as they are known, the band The Safes, just put out their album Record Heat, which can be found on iTunes and other streaming sites. Patrick, Frankie, and Michael O'Malley in studio tonight. Guys, thanks for playing. That was great.
Thanks for having us.
All right. So, I feel like all of my questions are about how three brothers work together.
Very well.
Yeah, it's good.
Surprisingly.
So talk about this. I mean, you guys, I kind of called you guys a rock band, but talk about your influences. I mean, as brothers, I mean, are you listening? Are you growing up listening to the same stuff?
Same exact records.
All the same records, yeah. So then we have, anytime we reference something, it isn't like, you know, the bass player is a metalhead and doesn't know anything about, you know, when we talk about a Buddy Holly song or something.
Right.
You know, there's nothing that we bring up that is like, you know, one member's like, duh.
Right.
That doesn't happen.
I mean, for you guys, I mean, is it a family affair when it comes to the music that you play? I mean,
definitely. Our dad is a musician and he collects instruments and records, and our mom is a huge music fan. And they had, you know, they always had music playing in the house when we were growing up, and our dad played. He had a band.
When did you guys start to pick up instruments?
14.
Teenagers.
12,
you guys were
13.
Younger. You were like, Michael was like 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael could play right away. I taught a bunch of people in the neighborhood, and like, I remember when I showed Michael how to play the first thing, like G major scale, and he was like, do, 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 do. I'm like, oh, okay. I thought someone taught it to him. And then I'm like, okay, play this boogie bass line. I was like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I gave him the bass. He played it. I ran upstairs. I'm like, Dad, did you teach Michael how to play the boogie on bass? Because he's playing it like he was born in New Orleans 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And seriously, he's like a freak of nature with the bass.
I'm a quick learner.
I mean, did you pick up when it came to the bass guitar? And I mean, that's,
no, they tricked me into being the bass player.
How did they do it?
He should have been our lead guitarist.
So what really? It is they said, you know, you should really play the bass because all the girls like the bass player. But really, what it is they wanted to play the guitar, so they needed a bass player. Therefore, the youngest brother gets the bass and no girls. But whatever, you know, that's what happens when you're the baby of the family.
Well, I mean, talk about the music. What are the influences for the Safes? Because there is
everything.
I mean, you guys have a styled sound. I mean, the sound of the sort of very I don't know the right way to say it, but the twangy guitar with the sort of the driving drums. Right. I mean, it has a lot of punk influences, but at the same time, it's slowed down to almost I want to say like a British kind of music.
Definitely. Well, I mean, I think we all really liked the early REM records, so that's like the twangy side, and we really got into
country music.
And country music, you know, because we grew up listening to country music and rockabilly and, you know, the Beatles, and then, you know, our cousin Billy Hennigan gave us the Ramones albums and the Cramps albums.
The Clash.
And so we had that when we were very young, in, you know, along with the Rolling Stones and the Who and all the normal good influences a band would have. We got a lot of weird punk rock albums. And classic, you know, we'd listen to traditional Irish music and country music and rhythm and blues. And so you kind of get, I mean, there's punk rock going on, but there's more going on.
Right. I think that you automatically, as being siblings, we're talking to the Safes, the Chicago rock band, the Safes, who are in Studio 435 tonight. You know, half the battle is getting guys together for rehearsal. I mean, that is half the battle of any band. The fact that you guys are siblings and growing up together, I mean, that has to have shortcut in the way that you could experiment, you could try new things. Were you guys practicing in the garage? How did it work?
Basement. In the Midwest, bands practice in the basement because it's cold. Imagine being in the garage tonight.
Right.
But yeah, we, you know, Patrick and Michael had a band of their own, and me and our older brother Sean had a band, so we didn't play. The four of us didn't play together until we started the Safes, and so they developed their kind of chemistry, and then me and Sean had our thing going. And then when we joined forces, we had kind of like this, you know, I don't know what the word is, but it was like, you know,
to know what the other person's gonna do before they do it is basically the gist of it. Is me and Patrick have a great connection because we've been doing it since I was 11 or 12, and Frankie and Sean have a great connection. But then when the four came together, it was just, you know, Frankie taught me things, Sean taught us things, so it was easy to, I know what he wants here. Like, I can play bass with either of these two on drums, but my best relationship with the drummer is my brother Sean.
Right.
I know what he's going to do. He knows what we don't even have to look at each other. So it's nice. And now I have that with these two who switch off on playing drums. So
yeah,
it's pretty cool.
I mean, are you the kind? You can do that as musicians.
Patrick's about to play drums, and I'm going to sing and play guitar.
I can play drums on one song. We did it one time, and I can play "Don't Be Cruel" on the drums, just the beat.
All right, we may ask you to do that.
Hey, that's $5.
The Safes are in Studio 435 tonight. They have a new record out called "Record Heat," which can be found on iTunes, Spotify, other places. They're going to be at Township on Saturday here in Chicago. All ages show with The Difference, The Hustle, and the XOKs. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get another song from you guys.
Great.
Cool. Sounds good. It's The Download here on 720. Stay with us. All right, it is Studio 435 here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio with me tonight, the Chicago rock band The Safes, Patrick, Frankie, and Michael O'Malley. All in studio, the brothers rocking out here on Michigan Avenue. The new record's Record Heat, which can be found on iTunes and other streaming sites. They're going to be on stage at Township this Saturday night. Saturday day, really. It's all day, right, kind of thing? All ages show with The Difference, The Hustle, and XOKs. And they are ready for track number 2. It's called Fairy Tale Tomorrow. Take it away, guys.
You know you're playing hard to get, trying hard to forget. You scare yourself inside, you're dying. You're lying to yourself, you dream about me. You're playing games to keep it score. giving less, expecting more. Don't fool yourself inside, you're dying, you're lying to yourself, you dream about me. Can't ever dream about me. Pride, prize you away. You're gonna sink in the cubic sewer sorrow. There'll be no fairy tale tomorrow. You're gonna sink in the cubic sewer sorrow. There'll be no fairy tale tomorrow.
The Safes live in Studio 435 with the track Fairy Tale Tomorrow. They are, of course, the O'Malley brothers, Patrick, Frankie, and Michael. They are in studio. They're playing at Township on Saturday. When I say all ages day show, what time does that start?
First band goes on at 3:30. Mm-hmm. Safes play at 4:30. The Hustle play at 5:30. And The Difference play at 6:30.
There you go.
And I want to point out one thing.
Yeah.
The Hustle is our nephew Alex's band. Our brother Sean's son is a drummer. I'm not kidding. And they're amazing. They're a great band.
Let me ask you this, guys. I mean, as we talk about music and you guys growing up and the positives of being a family unit, talk about, I mean, what kept you guys together? Because you say you're playing different things. Why not branch out and play with different people? And,
well, we have.
And tell the O'Malley family, take a hike.
We're better together.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Well, we are. I mean... We've
played in other bands before, and it just seems to work out better when we play together. And like I was saying earlier, we come from the same place. We have the same drive, and we don't really need to talk too much. Like Michael was saying, there's a lot of telepathy, and you know, the other thing is with a lot of bands, you can get into a fight, and sometimes if you get into a fight,
that's it.
The band will break up. But with us, there is Christmas. You know, there's Easter. There's birthday parties.
I love it.
So, you know.
And also over the years, like we started out with our brother Sean and he had to, stop because he couldn't go on the road. And then Michael had to stop going on the road at some point because he started a family. So we do play with other musicians. Mm-hmm. We have had as many drummers as Spinal Tap. Now we're almost to that number of
that's where
touring
you guys all
bass
learn
players.
To play it yourself,
good,
right?
And they're good musicians and good friends of ours. So it's, it's not always all three brothers, but it or four. Like sometimes when we played the night before Thanksgiving, Sean came up and closed the show with us. So it was, like the original lineup from the first album closed the show.
That's great.
Yeah.
I think about my brother's a musician, and I always think about it would take probably about 25 minutes for us to drop the guitars and start swinging at each other.
Yeah.
So what keeps you guys from, it's one thing, like you just said, about the idea that, if there's a fight, there's holidays, you don't really, can't break up. Mm. But there also has to be some, there's more tension because there's more there because you guys are brothers. I mean, what keeps you guys from not, just sort of taking each other's heads
off?
Well,
that's funny because, on The Hustle, the bass player from The Hustle is Ted Ansani from Material Issues' son. And Ted was at a show of ours one day where I... looked at Patrick the wrong way, and Patrick took a swing at me on stage. And from that day on, Ted refers to Patrick as Lefty. So, that has happened.
Yeah.
It has famously happened. Patrick's known every time we see Ted.
I did not think
up,
that
Lefty?
Was going to be the answer.
Yeah.
But I'm only thinking from my own experience that, being creative with your siblings, yeah. There is a shorthand that you don't, there is something when you're creating with strangers or at least friends. There's a formality to it, but as siblings, there's that formality is taken away where you're like,
absolutely,
you know,
it gets uglier than it gets ugly as you think it does.
Yeah.
Right? But then in the end, you get beautiful songs and you get great shows and you get like cool, cool memories. Like that's the best part of it. Like I hate them certain days and certain nights and certain minutes. Sure. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But then when we leave, it was like we just played on Michigan Avenue in the Tribune Building on WGN Radio. There's a life experience. Yeah. There's something cool that the three of us have for the rest of our lives together.
We're able to resolve issues really fast just from being brothers and loving each other.
And we are
get down to it. Yeah.
And we are forgiving and forgetting.
We are super intense.
We wouldn't be here. This is 13 years in. We wouldn't be here if we couldn't forgive and forget some of the left hooks.
There's a lot I want to ask about. I mean, there's a lot about the music, and I keep coming back to the idea of performing as a family. As you talk about your other brother, Sean, or you talk about growing up in the household, what is it? Is it a sense of pride that the entire O'Malley family, as you know it, I mean, your unit is musical?
There's pride involved. And, like, let me tell you how deep it goes. We have seven sisters, okay? Six of them have kids. All of them play music, including this guy here. we made an album with Sean. Sean's on it. Michael's on it. All of our six sisters' kids play cello, violin, clarinet. You know, if I'm leaving an instrument out, tell me. You know, Austin plays the vibraphones.
Singing, vocals.
Singing, drums. Yeah. So we made an album where, like, on each song, it would be the safes and then one of our sisters, two or three kids. So there's an album with 25. My parents have, like, 15 grandkids. Michael's two daughters are too young. So they're the only ones.
They got left off. They
Well, I think Emma was two or three when this was being recorded.
Yeah,
now Frankie's teaching her how to play the violin and the drums. And a bunch of other things.
Is that your job? I mean, is your job to teach the O'Malley clan?
I taught the whole neighborhood, man. I teach people all the time. I mean,
what is it? What is it about that? I mean, where do you think that comes from?
I was blessed with the gift for music, and I love music, and music is like my salvation and my, it helps me get through life. It helps me manage. And, you know, I don't know.
And then him teaching my daughter how to play the drums. There's one thing that I don't want in my life, and that is a set of drums in my basement. You know what my dad gave my daughter for her birthday on November 3rd? Uh-oh. A set of drums.
Of course he did.
But they're drum pads, so at least I have that. But I have Frankie to thank. But she recognizes boom, cha, boom, boom. She recognizes drum beats now that he's showing her. And it's just like, I can't teach her that because she's my daughter and I don't have the patience for it. But he's the cool uncle who can show her something cool. And after she gives up on it and just wants to play crazy drum beats, then he's cool and lets her play crazy drum beats. You know what I mean? And hit the cymbals.
Yeah, right.
And then my 2.5-year-old Olivia's just standing there with the microphone and she has so much fun.
But it's just amazing to me, and not a conversation that I've ever duplicated on Studio 435 about the nature versus nurture kind of conversation. But I mean, all the kids in your family are musical because is it a genes thing? Is it genetic? Or is it the fact that you guys live and breathe it? I mean, the idea that, you are introducing music to your children at such a young age.
I think it's both.
Both.
I think
it's definitely a combination.
It's nature and nurture. It's both, for sure.
The Safes in studio, Frankie, Patrick, and Michael O'Malley, the brothers. We don't have enough room, I guess, for the rest of the siblings.
Yeah. It turned out to be like 19, like directly blood-related brothers and sisters on that record.
Can we do dibs? Can Studio 435 do dibs on the O'Malley, the full 19? When you get to the point where you record the next album, where you bring the whole family in for Studio 435?
Okay. When we release that, we'll do it.
All right.
That sounds good.
You're
going to need a bigger boat.
We did a performance on WGN TV
with the whole family?
No, with about six or seven of them. His sister played violin. Our nephew Ryan played violin.
Oh, man.
Alex, who's drumming with The Hustle on Saturday, played drums. Me, Michael, Caitlin and Patrick played guitar. Oh, Caitlin played piano.
Got to have you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's on WGN TV. You can watch that.
Yeah, I want the full thing. You can bring the select to the TV side. Right. Radio wants the full 19.
When we release that album, we will bring it here.
All right, the album, The Safes just put out Record Heat. Also, they're going to be playing at Township on Saturday for an all-ages show with The Difference. All right, so we'll take a quick break. We'll get an update on tonight's news, and then we'll hear some more music from The Safes here in Studio 435. right. Thank you, Rob. Studio 435, our Monday Night Showcase featuring live music from the best Chicago has to offer. Tonight, of course, a family affair. The Chicago rock band The Safes. Brothers Patrick, Frankie, and Michael O'Malley are in studio. They didn't bring the whole clan. The siblings and grandchildren, everyone that's... Nephew Patrick is here. That's good. The Safes are going to be on stage at Township this Saturday for an all-ages show. With the Difference, they're going to be on stage at 4:30. All right. They got some more live music here in Studio 435. Here is the track, Know It All. Take it away, guys. 1, 2, 3, 4.
You can't show it. You think you know it all. Think you know it all. So you're better than me. Does it make you feel good? Strength's my weakness. Yeah, your knowledge is secret. Say you can do anything when I put you to the test. Though you're gonna blow it. You think you know it.
Live in studio, the Chicago rock band, The Safes. Patrick, Frankie, and Michael O'Malley, the trio here, brothers. The O'Malley clan is much deeper than just these three, as we found out tonight. But they are playing at Township on Saturday, 2200 North California, Logan Square. They're going to do an all-ages show. They're going to be on stage at 4:30, sort of opening up for The Difference, who are sort of the headliners on this show. But The Safes, of course, Patrick, Frankie, and Michael O'Malley. The album Record Heat. You know, picking up on what we talked about, I mean, it is interesting. I mean, I think about, you know, I guess you go back to the idea of the Partridge Family, this concept of like...
The
Jackson 5. I mean,
the Beach Boys,
do you guys think about that? Do you think about the idea of the lineage of families playing together in
Not
the past?
Not really.
No, it all starts with Hanson, the Hanson brothers.
Yeah.
You know, Mbop. That's where, when we saw them, we're like, that's what we should
do. That has to do it, right, right. You know, for you guys, I mean, when you think about the music, I mean, as we saw in that one, you guys were flipped around. You know, Frankie and Michael, right?
Patrick.
Yeah. You guys flipped, you know, you were drums, you were singing, Frankie. Talk about that. Talk about the idea of being versatile in that form. Was that the idea of the Safes when you started, or where's that come from?
No, I mean, that came out of necessity. That's because, like, you know, like I said, we've had as many drummers as Spinal Tap. So, like, a lot of drummers have played with us, and we've either parted ways with them or they've quit. And growing up in a house full of instruments, we had access to learn how to play the drums, the guitar, the piano, you know, the vibraphones, the accordion, whatever the case may be, and we've utilized that. So we actually, the reason we started, The Safes started playing as a three-piece was we had a two-week tour booked, a gig every night of the 2 weeks, and a drummer who had committed to it. And a month before the tour, he said, "Sorry, I can't go."
Man.
And then Patrick and I both played drums in bands growing up in high school, we were the drummers in bands for the short period of time. So we played, and we said, you know what? We're not going to cancel this tour. We got a month. We're going to practice every night. I'll drum on your songs. You drum on mine. We'll do it as a three-piece. And we'll go out as a four-piece. We have friends that'll come out and play drums and bass and to do tours, or we'll tour as a three-piece. Yeah. You know, we toured with Michael for 5 years before he started his family and stuff. And it was out of necessity.
I'm happy it happened though, because it's fun. I enjoy playing the drums. I mean, yeah. I'm typically a singer and songwriter, but
you're also,
I enjoy playing the drums a lot. It's a lot of fun.
As long as you've been playing guitar.
Yeah.
So have I. So it's kind of like,
are they different brains or is it the same? I mean, as from a musician standpoint, I mean, playing the guitar or playing the drums,
it's all the same.
It's all the same.
To me, it is. I mean, to me, it's all the same. Yeah. I mean, I can't play anything that takes. If you can hit it, like if it's something you clobber like a caveman, I can make music out of it. If you need a technique like a saxophone with a certain breathing technique,
right.
Or a bow, if you have to use a bow proper, like I can't play a violin.
Right.
But I can play anything that you hit like caveman.
And I enjoy it's like living in the moment playing the drums for me. I feel more comfortable playing the guitar. So when I'm behind the drum kit, I'm like, oh, my God, am I going to mess this up or what?
Plus,
so
the drums is the most important job.
You know, it's like, I don't know, sometimes feels like jumping out of an airplane and being like, man, I hope I land. So, you know.
None of you guys get into the bass? Is that just all your...
They can both play bass, but not as good as me.
Yeah, like, well, that's
there's
true.
There's one constant. When you're good at, like I am at the bass, you don't need to learn other things. You
and modest, focus. Too.
Yeah. Well, the thing about Michael is he should have been our lead guitarist
yeah.
the way he plays bass. I mean, that's...
How so?
Real.
What do you mean by that? Like just
well, I mean, he's
a better
monster.
Like, on that song I was just playing there, when we play it as a three-piece, it's missing a second guitar. It's missing Patrick's rhythm guitar. So I play the rhythm guitar while Frankie's playing
right.
those
yeah,
things.
Right.
Most players don't do that. People look at me like I'm weird. Like,
yeah, you're strumming
playing
it.
Chords and I'm doing like melodic stuff. I'm playing guitar parts that the guitar player should
where
be playing.
I mean, and I think about that the history of that kind of thing where bass is much more rhythmic in that form. I mean, do you see that a lot in rock music? You see that more in, I think, in that last song we just heard, the Know It All. I mean, you get the feeling a little bit more of that punk kind of melodic punk kind of stuff.
Definitely.
Yeah. Is that because you'll hear that kind of, I mean, the bass kind of plays that way.
Yeah, I'm driving like, bass.
We
yeah,
all
totally.
Have our favorite genre and. Punk is like the Clash and Rancid and stuff, like the harder like stuff like that is what I listen to. Like I like to rock, you know what I mean? So like I try to give it a little bit extra. Like I used to break a string every show.
Yeah, and bassists don't
and
do that.
There are bass players who don't.
Yeah, it is.
My
too.
Dad, the first bass I ever had strings on it when my dad first bought it, and I broke the strings on it. He's like, "There's those strings have been on there for 30 years." I said, "Well, it's time for new ones." And they're expensive, you know what I mean? So
they are.
It's just, but it's fun playing. You know, with them and doing the stuff, like people look at like, are you playing guitar parts? And I'm like, yeah, I do whatever it is for the song to make the song better. And it's pretty
Michael's
cool.
Michael's a freak of nature musically. I mean, like his capability as a musician is off the charts beyond anybody I've ever played with. Like
when it comes to writing music, when you guys decide to put a record together or work together on new music, as siblings, is the process collaborative? Do one of you bring it in? How do you guys write?
Well, it comes in all forms. Usually it'll come with one person shows up with an idea like chord changes and words. And then the other person says, well, it doesn't have an intro or a bridge. So you generally it will be because all three of us write songs and all three of us tell each other you need like I'll have a song where I'm like, I'm done with this one. And Patrick's like, you're not done yet. You know, like that needs a middle eight or a guitar solo or a bridge or something. And then I'll fight with him for like 10 minutes and be like, no, I'm done with this. This song is done. I'm done. I've worked on it all day and I'm done. He goes, no, it's not done. You need it. It's repetitive unless you add something. And I'm like, all right. And I go back to the little demo studio and I knock out either a guitar solo or a bridge or something. Or like Michael will come with the song and I'll be like, all right, that's good, but let's make the chorus more melodic. Let's change the melody.
It's interesting because you have this chemistry and this connection as siblings that you can bring in songs that might be incomplete, ideas that might not go anywhere, but because the concept is you're comfortable with each other and you're not having to come in front of, you know, other musicians or artists and have to be afraid of being judged or anything like that.
That's true. And we also value each other's opinions. Mm-hmm. So when though the initial reaction might be, no, I'm done. Like, in the end, it's like, you got to consider the outside thing. And generally what happens is the songs get improved. So.
Yeah, and we all have our own mixtape places that we make. We make our own demos. And I had this one part to a song that, it was just one part to a song. But I never could put a second part or a third part. And he took it for Cool Sounds.
Oh, yeah.
And this part could be in no other song but the song he took it and put it in. And it fits perfectly. He just took something from one of my demos and said, this is going to go here.
Yeah, I just grabbed it.
He just took it.
I'm like, that's mine. And it worked. And it, I was like, yeah, you just take things as they come, yeah. You know?
And like, I have a song, I have songs that it's like, I had trouble writing words for the longest time. And so I wrote a bunch of instrumental songs and they're awesome. Right. But then it's like, all right, I got to start writing words. And then I'll write the words, and then Frankie's like, those are good, but let's do this too. Instead of saying the same thing four times, let's change it up a little bit. And then the song then gets to be complete, and it's like catchy, hook, like really cool stuff. And so it is. It's just if one of us can get it to 80%, 90%, and then they come and put their stink on it, and then it's just like perfection.
Weird. As siblings, I mean, and Frankie, you're so committed to the music. I mean, to the point of even, you know, talking about earlier, teaching other people, and it's really your lifeblood. You know, I mean, how much of it is, as you mentioned with the drummers, they split on you guys, they take off, things of that nature. How important is it that you're committed to this band? The idea that, you know, if one of you guys are like, I like playing bass, but I'm not really sure. It doesn't work when you're brothers. You get so mad at each other. Talk about the commitment to playing together.
Well, I think the proof is in the fact that we're sitting here 13 years later. We have an all ages show on Saturday. You know, I didn't think that I'd be doing all ages shows 13 years ago, but here we are. We're on WGN talking about our all ages show on Saturday. I mean, this is it. It's manifesting as we speak.
Yeah, and our parents taught us to work hard, and you do your best at it, and that's what we do. Like, we practice. We practice a lot. Sometimes it really sucks how much we practice, because when you practice.
Michael.
I'll be honest. You practice the same songs over and over and over, and it gets really boring. And you do stuff.
I like to practice.
They love it, and I hate it because. But I like doing different stuff at practice. Like, let's take that punk song and make it a bluesy jam, and it's like, we got a show Friday. You know what I mean? But that's what makes us what we are.
Is the work ethic.
Yeah. You put in the work, and you get the results.
And that came from our parents for sure. Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah.
All right. Well,
it's love. I mean, it's true love. You know, it's.
Absolutely. The Safes, the Chicago rock band, Patrick, Frankie, and Michael O'Malley in studio. The album Record Heat, which can be found on iTunes, other places, other streaming sites. They're going to be on stage, all ages show at Township on Saturday, 2200 North California in Logan Square. They're going to be on stage around 4:30.
Correct.
All right, so we'll take a quick break, get a chance to sound check the last song, and
we might have to figure out what song we're going to play.
We're
going to
figure
out.
We have a quick break to figure out what song we're playing next here. The Safes in Studio 435. Stay with us. It's the download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. We are in the middle of, or at the end of Studio 435, our Monday Night Showcase, featuring live music from great Chicago bands like The Safes, Family Affair, three brothers, Patrick, Frankie, and Michael O'Malley. The album Record Heat can be found on iTunes and other streaming sites. The Safes are going to be on stage at Township in Logan Square, 2200 North California, on Saturday for an all-ages show. They're going to be on at 4:30 in the afternoon. With The Difference, The Hustle, The XOKs, and they are ready for their last track here in Studio 435 tonight. Here they are with the track Hometown.
I used to hate myself when I loved someone else. I'm back up on the shelf. There is nobody else. The sky is up and you look. Same. You and I are not the same. your friends. It's plain and you can't see. You'll never measure up to me. You'll never measure up to me. The sky is up and you look down. Half empty cup for your home.
Thank you for having us.
There you go. The Chicago band, The Safes, playing at Township this Saturday, 2200 North California. That's an all-ages show. Doors open at 3 o'clock. They're going to be on stage at 4:30. Patrick, Frankie, and Michael O'Malley, the O'Malley brothers, and the Chicago rock band, The Safes. The album Record Heat can be found on iTunes, other places. Guys, I can't thank you enough for coming in. It was great.
Thank you so much for having us.